Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
As we study Psalm 75, we realize we've arrived at the midpoint of the Psalter. It's both a psalm and a song, one of thanksgiving to God. Although only 10 verses, it's a cornucopia of blessed truths. The word cornucopia comes from two Latin words, cornu, meaning horn, and copia, meaning abundance. Its intention was to express the ever-increasing blessing for which we are thankful. It seems an appropriate word, considering the psalmist's conclusion, verse 10. Now let's go back to the beginning. In fact, a double beginning. Quote, "We give thanks to you, O God, we give thanks." Copy that. It's similar to Paul's call to us. Quote, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice." That's Philippians 4, verse 4. Then notice, quote, "For your wondrous works declare that your name is near." Psalm 75, verse 1. When I was in college, my mother would visit my off-campus apartment. When I arrived, I knew she was there before I saw her. The tidied living room, the smell of fresh cookies, a waft of her perfume. Her wondrous works told me she was nearby. Do you see the Lord's hand in everything? Romans 8:28. It's there for us to discover. To prove it, God joins in the conversation. Quote, "When I choose the proper time, I will judge uprightly." A clear answer to the question in Psalm 74. "The earth and all its inhabitants are dissolved. I set up its pillars firmly." Verses 2 and 3. When God acts, we'll quickly see that man's works are cobwebs. Only what God does, often in and through his people, will survive the collapse of the universe. Talk is cheap, verses 4 and 5, but it's God who promotes and demotes, verses 6 and 7. So Asaph warns the wicked, verse 8, and worships God, verse 9. Then the Lord speaks one final word, quote, "All the horns of the wicked I will also cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted," verse 10. So there.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.